Welcome everybody to the Super Arios by the Super Show. Can't all be exciting.
We should still do like... I mentioned this last time and then not follow up, like a rap or a rap battle to start.
Yes.
And then, okay. Okay.
Like the Christmas photo of us getting lion tamed by Scotia. This is another thing that's just never going to happen.
That seems like a lot of work. This could have not been that much work, and it still didn't happen yet.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, I'm not taking the time out of my day to write a rap.
So it's just going to be like one-sided of me, like, guess who's gay as shit, bum-bum-ba-dum.
No, I'm just like, quite. Can we carry on here?
Are you done yet, MC Hammer?
MC News.
So I just break down and cry. Over.
I get a meme. So what's going on? What's new?
Not much. You're the one that wanted to do the podcast. I thought you had something to talk about.
No, I have nothing. All right. Good episode, everybody. We'll be back in a month.
Bail?
Boosh. Bail. That, but I don't turn off the recording like they do, so I just leave it on for like an extra like hour, and people are just like, maybe they'll come back. Maybe if I fast forward a little bit.
All they hear is your cat barfing in the background.
As I don't know. He's definitely not looking very good right now. He's in my room meowing at nothing for a while. Old Leo might be finally hitting the old dusty trail.
How old is he? Like 8?
8 or 9? Somewhere around that range. He's getting kind of up there for a cat.
How long
and
did
it's
you...
clearly he doesn't take care of himself, so...
How long did you have him before mom stroked out?
I think I had him my senior year of high school, and she stroked out the summer after I graduated high school.
Okay. It's been almost 7 years since she stroked out. It'll be 7 years in August.
So he's 8, then.
That's like late 50s for a cat? That's not ancient, but...
That's not ancient.
He hasn't exactly been taking care of himself.
This isn't like the Jack LaLanne of cats or something like that, where he's like, well, into his old age, just still fit as a fiddle.
This is the John Candy of cats.
Yeah, this is the John Belushi of cats over here. Or maybe the Jim Belushi, if you want to take the still alive, but far less successful and talented brother.
What would he have to start doing before you take him to a vet?
I mean... Unless he's, like, screaming in agony, in which case I'll just break his neck. This isn't another vet trip, alright?
I don't think you have that in you.
To break his neck?
No.
If he's in, like, horrible pain and it's clear it's done, then yeah, I think I could.
He's gonna fight you on that, though.
I don't know. I might have, like, that mental connection with him at this point, where he'll just be like, Daddy, I know what you're doing, and it's okay! And I'm just like, whatever.
No, I think he fights that immediately. I think you can tell just by your swagger, like when you walk up to him. Like, what do you want to pick me up for?
Like, I'm just like, oh, it's finally here. The day's come.
What's that boner about?
You're about to find out. No, no, we'll see. Probably nothing. I'm not taking him to bed either way. I'm telling you that right now.
Blood? If there's blood in his vomit, does that start?
Consecutively. One time. Could be a, you know.
Yeah.
He could just eat tomato juice or something like that, and that's what it is.
There's no
after, like, the seventh time, maybe I'll break his neck.
maybe he becomes an outside cat.
Maybe I'll kill him and just end it there.
That's like
your... I don't think he'd want me to suffer. For all the bad things, I don't think he would want me to suffer.
He wouldn't
want to
be a burden.
At, like, you know, financially.
Maybe he's seen mom and been like, I don't want to be that.
Yeah, I take him in Monster. I'm like, here's your life. Well, to be fair, this was pretty much your life beforehand, but I'm going to judge you a lot more.
Maybe you just take the drastic step, like, I'm going to make him an outdoors cat and see. Maybe that'll improve his health. Or he'll die outside at least, and that'll be one less trip.
One less adventure for Liam the Great.
If he dies in the neighbor's yard, they don't know we have a cat, so.
Yeah, I'm just like, what? Someone in that apartment complex must have lost their cat. What?
What assholes? They're looking for monsters.
And I just post up fake photos and just attach it to some apartment building number that doesn't even exist. Someone's like, 354, 350. There is no 357. What the fuck is this?
There's no 717, suck it.
Speaking of houses and apartments, the construction's finally finishing.
Yeah, I see they're putting a sidewalk on, finally.
Sidewalk got put on, and I was worried, because I remembered when we were in Lakewood, and they put cement down, it immediately got vandalized.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I mean, this is a resale value on our home. I'm hoping that doesn't happen. So I get up the next day, start walking into work. And some fucker started walking through the cement already. Oh. So there's like footprints clearly of like someone who was like, oh, wet cement. I'll get out of it now.
Oh, they got out of it. Not like...
Yeah, it's not like all the way through. But it's like six like blocks like of him like, oh.
Like, how stoned were you?
That's one bad side about living in this area, is like if we put cement down. Because already I saw when they were putting in the cement, and I saw some kids like fucking writing their names into the curb. And I was like, just do it in your crappy apartment complexes area and leave ours out of it. And now clearly some fucking stoned ass white dude or whatever was just like, whoa, I think that cement may be wet halfway down our sidewalk. I'll get off now.
Just like you shaking your fist out your window.
I contemplated staying out all night with Scotia on the leash and just being like glaring at anybody who walked by. But then I was like, it's kind of raining out.
She just immediately falls over into the cement.
God damn it, Scotia.
Well, maybe I can just incorporate this all into the same bed visit.
Maybe if I just take a butter knife, I can just scrape the cement into a recognizable pattern. There we go. It just comes out looking like a swastika. I'm like, ooh.
Signs. Christopher Martin Larios. That'd be funny if someone just did like balls to shaft dick the entire way up that new sidewalk.
I don't know what he's doing.
Daddy, I'm gonna lick this socket. Knock yourself out.
He might be pooping.
Is he taking a big fat one down here?
Well, let's wait and see.
If he is on his way out, why don't you clean the litter and let him poop in? Let him poop in something clean.
I don't understand why we'd have to do that, brother.
Don't
take him away from what he knows.
Yeah, that's gonna stop me.
That's what I mean. Like, this is a normal Liam behavior. Normally he's quick and ready to jump into it. Fuck you!
He definitely is taking a giant dump.
Oh, no. He was doing this in my room for like 3 minutes before I finally like opened the door and just headed out.
If he died today, I should start placing bets on how long it would take you to actually throw out his litter box.
I mean, you should take bets on how long it's going to take me to actually remember to throw him out first. See how that one goes.
You get a day to mourn, and then that cat's dead body is getting hurled through the window into your room. Get rid of your damn dead cat.
Like 3 days later, it's just me like checking out my to-do list. Get rid of dead cat. Why was this not high priority?
Get rid of dead cat spelled with a K. I don't know what that's about.
That must be nothing to eat. Oh, I need to go get yoga today. It's like the cat's dead body is clearly like on the sofa and I'm still not moving it. It did something, it looks like.
Nobody's smelling it, too. How adorable.
Well, bad cat. We'll clean that later.
Is it actually poop?
Or... I think it is poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good cat.
I mean, at least they're clumpy, but...
At least it's not like a Scotia dump. Ooh. I don't know. Maybe he just ate something he shouldn't have. I mean, it's not beyond the imagination.
It's not like you were getting excited. Like, oh, looks like I'm on the last leg of this tour.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, I'm like the Iraq veteran coming home. I'm going to compare being in Iraq to my cat dying. I'm just like, just one more toll and I'm back, baby.
Next time, get a doctor's bill, send it to the VA. I've been through the shit, trust me.
I've been through places. My cat was really bad, now he's dead. So now what's going on? You have a list of things to talk about, I imagine. Not all of them pertain to my cat.
No. It's a lot of nerdy comic book stuff.
Okay.
I don't think we've done one since we saw the X-Men movie, did we? Days of Future Past.
Thought we did, but maybe we haven't. I could be wrong.
I was just remembering when they showed the scene of like the two Xaviers meeting. Mm-hmm. And then I'd say spoilers, but God knows when this will be up, so. And they're like flashing back and it's like scenes of the school, and like for a second there, like a tear started welling out of my eye and I was like like sucked it in real quick, and you just immediately looked over. I was like, nope, can't cry, never hear the end of it.
Oh my god, if you cried in X-Men, yeah, I would fucking just nonstop
dad, right, you Terry, list. You, Travis,
just Alex, everybody. Yeah, just everybody. I'd get Alex on it too. Like, I'd just be like, oh, Fucking look at this pussy over here crying at the X-Men movies. No one's even dying. He's still crying like a girl.
I mean, Colossus has died 3 times. But
well, you know, we all kind of made do with that eventually.
Like, what if I started just, like, really bawling, like, uncontrollably?
I mean, it would be laughing for a while, but if it's, like, at first it'd just be laughing. If, like, 5 minutes later you're still doing it, then it's, like, uncomfortable silence. And then, like, if it's still going on, like, 5 minutes after that, then I'm, like, filming you and just being like, this is, I don't know if he's crazy.
Oh, you're waiting that long?
That's yeah.
Right. Damn decent.
Movie. First, I'd just laugh at you. Because, I mean, it's going to be like Sean and the popcorn at Lord of the Rings, where the fucking troll came around the other end and it was like, like, first you just laugh at it for a while. But then eventually I'm just like, is he okay? Did this, like... Did Mikey know Patrick Stewart a little bit? Like, is this why he's so attached to this scene? But then eventually it's just like, all right, I'm documenting this for, like, future hilarity or for when I have to take it in. Like, my brother's gone insane. The Days of Future Past broke his mind.
When you have to kick me off the mortgage.
Yeah, like, I'm just like, oh, someone else is going to have to handle this.
So at no point it's like, hand on my shoulder, or even worse, I thought at some point, do you like, Alex, do you want to switch seats? It's a much better view over here.
No, because I don't know how much popcorn's like stuck in the seat or anything like that from how long he's been in there or anything like that. Plus, that's like disturbing to me. I don't know. I'll just like turn my head like slightly more to the right so I don't have to look at you. Throw my iPod headphone into that left ear.
I'll stop crying at the Rogue monologue.
No, I can't! And a back win!
Alright, what if Colossus has a big role in the next X-Men movie?
He should, but carry on.
But it's similar to, like, Michael Douglas in Behind the Chandelabra.
So he's super gay?
Yeah.
I mean, like, how gay is it in comparison to how much, like, action scenes does he do?
It's 50-50. Imagine all the gay
stuff. Like, for as gay as he is, he gets to do his equally badass stuff.
Yeah, like all the piano scenes of Michael Douglas actually like showing off his craft. Switch them with like badass fights.
So like, you know, Juggernaut comes up and he's like going toe-to-toe with them. But then the scene after that, it's him and like a naked dude in a tub. And he's just like, bon voyage!
He's like, oh, good morning. Look who Elf woke up. Stares right at his cock. Don't mind if I do.
No, no, no. I love breakfast in bed. No, 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 no. Yeah, I'd dig that. I'd be fine with it. I'd just be like, it's Ultimate Colossus. Who's gay?
Just so I can laugh at you the whole entire movie.
I mean, if he gets in the East an equal number of badass scenes, it'll be a lot more. At least he's getting a role, okay? And yeah, I mean, Colossus being gay isn't the worst thing out there.
And then I thought it'd be funny if they just fuck us both over and it's like...
Nightcrawler.
Yeah, in the Matt Damon roller.
So it's just him. Like,
do you think you win in that Colossus is the Michael Douglas character?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Matt Damon wasn't even like a person in that. He was just like his boyfriend throughout.
He never takes it in the butt.
Who was the pitcher and the catcher in that? I thought Douglas.
I don't know. I know there's that one scene where Michael Douglas is like watching some hardcore gay porno with dudes just getting banged in the butt. And he's like, well, I wouldn't have to if you'd do this. And Matt Damon's like, yeah, I don't really like that in my butt, so no. I think I win. Nightcrawl's not getting plowed in the push-up.
Yeah, I guess that's the victory if you want to go for it in that regard. Congratulations. I guess that could work. I'd be fine with that. I mean, there's like, at least he's not like a Nazi or something like that, or like, I don't know. Like, I think it'd be worse if he was like that effeminate during the action scenes as well. Like, he's just like, kapow, Juggernaut, boom, boom, like
slammer,
like with giant oversized boxing gloves, like patang, ka-kong. Like, why aren't you turning metal?
You're dunzies. Stop flexing for selfies. I'm gonna go to the gym, take a picture of myself in the locker room.
I'm just like, this. I don't know what version of Colossus this is supposed to be. I mean, it's not unbelievable to think it might happen, though. I mean, Bryan Singer has had some pretty devious allegations thrown against him.
Of being gay, or?
Of fucking 11-year-old boys.
Bryan Singer? No,
yeah.
I hadn't.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised you hadn't heard of it. Yeah, it came out, like, right before Days of Future Past came out.
Someone else.
Yeah, like, 3 kids came out.
What does he do? Does he just write the scripts for those, or does he direct?
He's the director. Yeah. And apparently, because of that bad publicity, they may want him out on the next one. Now, he was the one who directed 1, 2, and then Future Past. 3 was Brett Ratner, And then I don't know who did Origins or the Wolverine. And then First Class is Matthew Vaughn. But
wow, do they seem valid?
Yeah, I've heard apparently there's a lot of like collaborating stories of people being like, yeah, my like friend in high school like knew him, and I always thought it was kind of weird. He used to talk about parties and stuff he'd go to with him, and now looking back on it, it was kind of sketchy, and he probably was fucking him.
Oh, well, that sucks.
It's a bummer. But, you know, it hasn't crossed its way into the series as of yet. That'd be kind of dark.
No, definitely.
Like, it's just like Cyclops. It's just like, here's my young ward, Psylad. Me and him are going to go hang out in this closet. Do you have any mutant powers? Does he have any mutant powers? What? Clam. It's like, no.
Gloss.
Like, very loudly. Clank. Like, very loudly through the door. Like, what the fuck?
Well, I was getting murdered by Sentinel. Must finish in this young boy's mouth.
Done it. I go out as I came into this world. A hero.
Still a lot of lines, Mikey. Did you hear that? He just needs 12 more of those scenes and a lot more lines than Nightcrawler did.
Maybe it'll come back. Maybe they'll revert back time. They'll do it again.
And hopefully he won't be a pedophile, but we'll, you know. We'll
you know, if he does, that's fine. You know.
It's more lines.
Yeah.
I wish he had less lines about loving boys and forcing himself.
I wish he had more lines about, like, poetry and shit like he did in the comic books. Like, this profound view of the world from a quiet man. But, you know, I'll take what I can get.
All right, they have the gay, like, behind the chandelier, Nightcrawler and Colossus storyline in the next X-Men movie. And the director's like, we want to do a scene with the two of them. Have you guys seen The Counselor?
Yeah. Okay. Where's this going?
Do you remember the scene with Cameron Diaz and Javier Bardem in the car?
I remember a scene where Brad Pitt gets that thing thrown around his neck and slowly strangled.
No, that's a good scene too. Would probably
let's do that one. I don't even know what one you're talking about, but it can't be that good. No, remember when she rubs a pussy up against his windshield for like 5 minutes? Oh.
Yeah, they're gonna do that with Nightcrawler and Colossus.
Alright, who's... Well, it can't be... Like, what windshield is possibly going to withstand Colossus in his metal form, like, waving his dick all over the screen?
Well, we have to have a meatball sub eat-off when it gets to... Their character gets to be the Javier Bardem, and that loses the one that's going to be spread-eagled across the windshield.
I mean, what? I'm putting on, like, 12 pounds just so I can be like, well, the only Colossus is in the... He's only the second major character in the gayest scene in this movie. No, I'm not taking just whatever. Colossus at this point.
You're like, forfeiting
I've already traded him away to Apocalypse in the time being, so yes.
You're trading him away for Apocalypse?
No, remember with the I can take dirt nap for Apocalypse. Oh, yeah. Colossus.
I've already fucked him over.
Yeah, Colossus knows where our alliance stands. It's very tentative. I'm not 12 anymore.
Do you skip the whole movie at that point? You're like, I'll just wait till I get that red box so I can pass forward.
Yeah, I'll just skip that scene. Is it like integral to the plot? Like, oh, and this is where they also meet Peter Dinklage for the first time. They find out about the Sentinel Wars. Like,
I'd like to say
in this scene,
but there's no way it could be integral to the plot. It's clearly
like it's just uses. Yeah, it's just, no, it's like Colossus grinding against the screen. He's just like, you know, if we had Rogue, we could also have two people being sent back in time because she could share Shadowcat's power. And just like, if without that scene, I wouldn't know that.
But if you can compete, if you compete in eat-off, win or lose, you get to sit next to Anna Paquin at the screening and watch her face when she realizes that scene got left in and her monologue got cut out again.
I think it might be worth it just to see her face when her name comes on the credits before Peter Dinklage and Shadowcat.
As executive producer.
Yeah, it's just, it's like... Do-do-do-do-do, Hugh Jackman. Do-do-do-do, Ian McKellen, Patrick Stewart. Do-do-do-do, Anna Paquin. Do-do-do-do-do, Michael Fassbender. And it's just like, Michael Fassbender just turning around like, what the fuck? Like, she was all over that movie. Didn't you see her? Yeah. Are you a nutnick? Would you miss him?
Come on. Michael Drunkbender? Get yourself together.
I know you're Irish. Tone it down a little bit on the booze, though. Good lord. Getting out of control there, fast boozer. A couple people have noted Michael Fassbender's not great at hiding his accent in that movie. So we get a little bit of an Irish Magneto. I didn't notice it too much.
No, I don't notice it either. I was like some kind of there's always something like vaguely European. Even in 12 Years a Slave. You know, when you see that someday.
I'm just hoping that's mom in her chair just exploding, like, ah!
Just trying to hold it together. I thought you were like, oh, please tell me that's a cat falling over dead.
That's the sound he makes when he's done with life. Ah, I'm going to explode now. Like, what a bad cat.
And farting out that microchip that you can try and return to see.
Yeah, I'm like just sliding in like, I no longer need this anymore. I'll take my $30 back. Like, it never has worked this way. Okay, well, first time for everything. I'll take store credit.
I don't need
I got a dog still.
Yeah, I'll just... Scotia, get over here, bend over. You got a free chip coming your way, you lucky girl.
They're like, it costs $15. Like, I've already fisted it up her. And they're like, it costs $15 to activate that. Well, let me see if I can just pull that slyly back out.
The chip's still in your left hand. I
don't... Oh my god. Oops.
You're like sprinkling ranch on it. You're like, well, then where'd that pizza slice go?
I'm getting that back. Like a fishing hook in line. Just like, come on out there, pizza.
Because how'd the vet appointment go?
I don't want to talk about it. Not let back.
Why is this bill $7,000?
You're going to have to keep going there. I've been watching Justice League now. Catching back up on that after a couple years. And it's been kind of fun. I forgot how much I enjoyed the Green Lantern in that show. And, you know, Batman's always good. The character I forgot... was I forgot how much of a massive, just crapwad Martian Manhunter is. Like, yeah. Anytime a fight starts, he's, like, the first one, like, oh, no! But, like, the saddest part is, like, there's very few opportunities where his powers come up, and every time they still fuck him. He's just like, I can telekinetically find the woman who stole that device. Oh, she's got a stronger power than I do! Or it's just like, I'll phase through this wall.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
You know, I'll phase through this wall and save Batman. And inevitably, like, the Joker's there with, like, a bag of nickels. Like, just like, oh, God, you suck, Martian Manhunter.
Is the original Justice League?
I have no idea what the original Justice League even is.
I know it's Hawkman instead of Hawkgirl. But I know that whether it's Martian Manhunter.
The current version, I believe, is, like, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, a Green Lantern. I don't know which one. Cyborg, because they were like, we have no black characters. Flash, and I think it's Aquaman. Like, they finally made him like a founding member. That's the new version when they rebooted the DC universe, but I don't know who the original group was.
I kind of resented Martian Manhunter because it feels like this was just an afterthought. Just like random characters got like a weird set of powers that no one else has just to kind of fit in where you need them. Like, oh, nobody else shapeshifts. Better get a shapeshifter in there.
I mean, he kind of works in the extent it's like, look, this fucking Justice League already has like three people who are just like, I'm super strong. Like, you even wonder why Wonder Woman's there half the time. You're like, she's not as strong as Superman.
Yeah.
She's not as fast as the Flash. I don't even understand why she flies. Like, what?
Gigantic tits.
Yeah, you're just like, I understand, you know, put a woman on the team. Yeah, you get some diversity. And Wonder Woman's a great character, but it's just one of those things. You're just like, there's literally nothing you bring to the table that's, like, new outside of the fucking bracelets.
Outside of the rack.
The gay, that stupid, lame lasso or whatever it is. But, let me see.
Doesn't Martian Manhunter start off looking slightly more alien? Like, his head's more elongated?
Yeah, it's, like, kind of got, like, a point to it.
And then after a while, it's like, let me slightly appear more human-like.
Yeah, he's like, let me take a form you might find more comfortable. And it's like... It's like,
you're still a green monster. Why don't you cover that up?
You could turn to anybody. Why would you turn to this?
What is
more than that, why is that your form? Like, this will make you feel more comfortable. Oh, you've got blue briefs on.
And nipple tassels.
And red chasses across your chest. Whew, thanks.
Purple chaps.
Did you read my mind to find out how that's like... That's like my dad? Like, that's how I get comforted at night?
That'd be great. He's like, Superman, Batman are like... Who told you that was acceptable? He just points to you. That kid said he wanted it.
Oh, no.
In my mind, quietly.
Let me see here. I'm trying to see what the Justice League originally was. The original Justice League lineup consisted of seven heroes who were regularly published at the time. Superman, Batman, Aquaman, Flash, Green Lantern, Martian Manhunter, and Wonder Woman. So basically, it's the whole group except replace Aquaman with Hawkgirl. And I assume they did that just because they wanted to get another girl on the team.
Yeah.
Three of DC's other surviving or revived characters, Green Arrow, Adam, and Hawkman, were added to the roster over the next 4 years. Apparently, the creation of that was what spawned the Fantastic Four. And yeah, there you go. That's the... Oh, here we go. Now modern incarnations. The initial team included Batman, Black Canary, Blue Beetle, Captain Marvel, Dr. Light, a new Japanese female character emerging from the Crisis on Infinite Earths and not the superhero who had appeared previously, Dr. Fate, Martian Manhunter, Mr. Miracle, and Guy Gardner.
Oy vey.
Now, Guy Gardner, he's a Green Lantern. But like
the rest of that lineup just sounds like...
All right, Batman, pretty good. Black Canary... Alright, I don't know. That's already a huge dip down. That's like Iron Fist of that universe. Just
she's like Banshee, but doesn't fly, right?
She's basically a martial artist who has a super scream to her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's limited in that regard. Blue Beetle, I vaguely know a little about him, but not a whole lot. It's
crappy Iron Man, I believe.
Captain Marvel, which is their version of Shazam. Mm-hmm. Or is their Shazam, rather. They just call him Captain Marvel. I don't get this at all. Dr. Light, a new Japanese female character.
I thought he was a bad guy.
That's what I mean. This is a new version of Dr. Light that's a Japanese female character.
Fights crime in a schoolgirl outfit.
Hopefully. I don't know if they have a
she
picture.
She fights homework and inappropriate teachers. And curfew. And
tentacles. Dr. Fate, which is basically their Dr. Strange. Martian Manhunter. Mr. Miracle. And I only know him from the Justice League episode where I think he's from Apocalypse. Like the place where Darkseid is.
Yeah.
And then Granny Goodness is the one who takes care of him, and she just plays him in situations he'll constantly die, but he's over and over again. And then, yeah, Green Lantern. But soon after the inception, because it gets better, adds Booster Gold, Captain Atom, Fire, Ice, and two Red Rockets.
Two Red Rockets?
Says one of them was a Manhunter spy, and the other one was Dmitry Pushkin. So there you go. That's your modern incarnations. This was what back in modern incarnation of 1986. There you go. Let's see, 52. Firestorm recruits a group to reform the Justice League. Oh, this shouldn't even be called the Justice League. It consists of Firehawk, Super Chief, Bulleter, and Ambush Bug.
Hispanic Batman.
Is that what it's called? Is that
no, him? I don't know.
Who's Ambush Bug? I've never even fucking heard of this character.
No.
I need to see this, because this could be like our new dirt nap.
Who's the wealthy person in that, keeping the Justice Tower afloat?
Okay, well, hold on.
Like, well, it sank in Jersey, so that made everything easier.
Well, just wait, because Ambush Bug is incredible. He has the power to teleport anywhere in the multiverse. And he has a green suit, which provides limited protection from some attacks.
Oh.
You know, don't get too excited.
Is there a picture?
He looks like a green alien, like a 70s salesman.
Oh, wow.
Let's see who this Dr. Light
in the
is.
Wild and crazy guy outfit. She's even dressed like the bad guy, Dr. Light.
I don't know if she's actually... Oh, she has, however, crossed paths with the villainous Dr. Light. So there are two characters... Both called Dr. Light, who exist in the same universe and recognize that each other are called Dr. Light.
That's so lame.
And just one of them, like, the hero is not like, you know, maybe I should just change my name.
Or at least my costume, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Is Light, or has Flight become like that go-to power that's just kind of bullshit that, like, just everybody has? It feels like in DC that's the case. Like, everybody can just fly.
Because it just limits, like, the one guy, no matter how, like, crazy powerful he is. It's like, if it doesn't have flight, it's like, oh, all right, well, I'm just going to leave you behind while I rob banks.
Or, yeah, it's like, Hawkgirl will carry me there, like, bridal style, and Batman's, like, around her arms.
Oh, that would say anything. I'm, like, Apocalypse strong, but I need Hawkgirl to carry me around the battles. Like, I'm pretty sure I was working on a saddle that we were going to use.
Don't have time. Put on this dress.
I gotta move that a lot higher up on my to-do list.
Do you know anything about Red Tornado? I keep seeing him pop up, but like...
Yeah, he's in Justice League. He's a robot.
So he's kind of like their Vision, I guess, in a little bit?
Yeah, sort of. I don't know who created him. I think he's like one of those old 50s guys when they're like, oh, well, toasters are becoming more creative. Let's imagine how crazy it could get.
Toasters.
Yeah, and they're like, what's the craziest thing? How about a toaster that talks and solves crimes?
Let's see. 1 year after the events of Infinite Crisis, Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman reunite in the Batcave to reform the Justice League. The series featured a roster which included
awesome threesome.
The series included Hal Jordan, Green Lantern, Black Canary, Red Arrow, who's Green Arrow's former sidekick, Red Tornado, Vixen, Black Lightning, and Hawk Girl.
I hope Vixen's a dude. That'd be sweet.
He's just like, let's get him, boys. Vixen's out there at all. Stop crawling. It's just a big gay bear guy, just like, it's like Kevin Smith, the superhero.
My ass is bulletproof. So firm and taut. It's just Batman, like, I've asked you before to stop saying taut when referring to your ass, please.
It's like the moment like Wonder Woman's about to get shot, so she's holding up her bracelets to go reflect, and he's just like, Vixen's here to save you, Wonder Woman.
It's just this, not hitting children everywhere.
It's just his ass cheeks posing as their bracelets, like, ting, ting, ting. She's like, I had that. Like, Three people were shot because of you.
Trying to keep voting her off, but someone keeps Vixen in. It's like Batman, clearly Michael Douglas. Like, oh, goodness, look at that. That's a prime cut of meat right there. Someone put a for sale sign on that, because that's prime real estate.
And then, yeah, the new 52 is Superman, Batman. I assume it's...
Is it cool if we pause this for a second while I pee?
Okay. Yeah, that's not awkward. I'm not cutting this out.
Tomorrow's my birthday.
I'm not even done pausing it yet. You're already... Okay. Oh. I may not have stopped recording at all. Well, whatever.
They just heard us banging that entire 5 minutes?
I may get edited out easily. Ah.
No time for that. That's got to find out somehow. Oh, my two sons are gay. For each other?
This is not the future I predicted, but, you know.
That, keep it in the genes.
Yeah. We're keeping it in the family.
Our offspring's gonna be super Larios.
They're like, try to stop for a moment and think about the thing you said.
You're right. It's really mine. It's gonna be mostly my kid.
I thought I just had something I completely lost
it. So who's your favorite superhero?
Captain America, I'd consider my favorite superhero.
Okay.
Especially more recently, yeah.
Yeah, he's probably like my third or fourth.
He's up there. Xavier's up there too. I like Xavier a lot. He's pretty pimp. Mm-hmm. Trying to think. I'm sure there's someone else I really like too, and I just can't think of who it is at the moment.
Batman?
I've toned down on Batman a little bit. I've kind of been overexposed to him. Like, yeah, I love Kevin Smith's podcast as much as the next person, but after a while of, like, Fat Man on Batman, you're just like, all right, I don't think he's that great of a character.
Oh, that's why I bailed.
Yeah, like, I was like, I can tone back a little bit on this. I like Batman, just not, like, to the extent most people try to like Batman, too. There's someone else. I just can't think of who it is at the top of my head. I'm liking some of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Dirt Nap.
Yeah, Dirt Nap. It's Captain America, Dirt Nap, Xavier.
Groot.
Root's pretty cool. I do like, there's a... I don't know if he's going to be in the movie. He might be in the movie, and they're just not showing him because they're like, look at some other character who's going to be like really hard for audiences to understand. But there's a dog called Cosmo that has like telekinetic powers and speaks with like a Russian accent. He's pretty cool. But he's going to be one of those things that like moviegoers see him. They're just going to be like, what the fuck? Until you see him and he's just like, boys, I'm on! He's fucking hurling people off cliffs with telekinetic powers. You're like, alright, I can dig this a little bit.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be a huge test to see, like, how wacky can we go with this?
If that succeeds, I mean, I don't know where they really have to stop at that point. It just comes to execution for everything else. If they can, like, make a talking tree and a raccoon with guns work, then I mean,
are you willing to make a prediction? Like, what does that pull in opening weekend?
Opening weekend, I'll say like conservatively like $65 million domestically, which is pretty low considering like every superhero movie this summer is open to at least $90 million or more. But I'll say it opens kind of slow in America, and maybe finishes with like $150 million to maybe $200 million here, and then overseas makes bank. So it ends up like four and a half, like $450 million to $500 million. If it does that, it's more than a success, because that's more than the first Captain America or the first Thor made, and it's definitely a lot more than the first Hulk made. So I mean, if they can make their budget back plus like additional $200 million, I'm sure they'll be pretty happy with it. I mean, it's being advertised everywhere though,
yeah,
and it's on that perception now of just like,
based on how people are talking about it, it's going to be hard pressed for it to really bomb. Mm-hmm. It just comes as whether or not it's going to be a huge success or not. And I think it will be. I think people will watch it. I think it has enough components in place.
Because they're filming Avengers 2 right now, right?
Yeah, that's halfway done filming. That's like getting ready to wrap up.
Because I wonder if they're waiting, like, before we put any Guardians of the Galaxy cameos in, let's see what this does in theaters.
Now, they mentioned that if Guardians were going to appear, it'd only be in Avengers 3, because that's when Thanos is presumably going to show up. Yeah. Thanos is in Guardians. So it's possible there may be like a Guardians. And then if they think it's going to be popular enough, Comic-Con's next month, Comic-Con, because people get angry when I call it Comic-Con. And that's where they're announcing Phase 3. It's possible that in Phase 3 could be Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah, the only thing's confirmed is Ant-Man and Captain America 3, right?
And to a lesser extent, Thor 3 hasn't been confirmed, but it's like, it's going to happen. And then Doctor Strange is confirmed to be happening, but Marvel hasn't officially said it yet.
Okay.
Because they got a director who's announced I'm working on Doctor Strange, so they're obviously not going to...
I just saw something recently. Marvel got the rights back to Namor. The film rights.
Yeah, it's a confusing thing. That's what I keep hearing, but no one, like, Marvel hasn't confirmed it, and at that point,
like, I'm surprised, like, they wouldn't immediately want to be like, yeah, let's get him into the mix.
I just don't know. Like, I've contemplated how a Namor movie could work, and I'm just like, I feel like you'd almost need to make it like Avatar, where you make it less about the hero and you just make it about like a visual spectacle of this world that exists under the water, because Namor himself is kind of an asshole.
Like, he's not even... Martin Sheen run a drilling underwater drilling company, and then the rest of the movie writes it. No, Liam Neeson runs an underwater drilling company.
Liam Neeson, we think there's a civilization. Down there, be if there's a civilization down there. I want that oil!
All my years on the ranch in Texas, I've never heard of such a creature existing. That movie, written, done.
Sign the checks to the Larios brothers. Hell, we'll direct it. We'll be like the new Russos.
Yeah, we're the Wachowski brothers. You gotta become a Czech, though.
Wasn't that the Coens?
No, the guys that did Matrix.
Oh, okay. All right, it's the Wachowski. I mix up those two.
Yeah, well, one's a Czech now.
Yeah. Sort of. Yeah, I don't know if it's like an actual like post-op or just...
I don't know. I saw a picture. I was like, oh, you're still hideous. I think I'd rather be a hideous man than a hideous woman.
Tis what it is. I had something there and lost it. Now the Doctor Strange movie coming out, and the guy who's directing is known for directing horror movies, so it sounds like it's going to be some horror influences to it.
It could work.
Might be interesting.
I really don't know a lot about Doctor Strange.
Essentially, from what I've gathered, he's on a kind of different plane than the rest of the heroes, and that he, like, you know, they fight against terrorists, shit like that. And yeah, he's like, I fight against fucking Cthulhu, who's going to end reality if he comes into your world. So he kind of deals with like a different spectrum of shit, essentially.
As long as they can squeeze Grey Gargoyle in it, I'll be pooping myself in theaters.
Oh, he's so tough!
He's a toughie, run, everyone!
Run! He'll freeze you and then beat you up! Now, Grey Gargoyle is no fucking villain to sneeze at.
He's no joke.
He's a real toughie. But yeah, no, that's the lineup thus far, and supposedly we'll hear more. I think, from what I understand, their plan is for Phase 3 to do 2 movies a year, with each year having 1 sequel and then 1 new IP. So that's why the first year is going to be Avengers and Ant-Man. And then the year after that might be Captain America, Doctor Strange. Mm-hmm. Then it might be like Thor and Black Panther. Supposedly they're working on a Black Panther movie, which I know you're super excited about based off the cartoon.
Fuck him. He's just he's Black Batman. It's so, he's at Black, least in Batman. That Avengers show, he's definitely like a Black Batman.
Basically. But I mean, it kind of works for what they got going. They need somebody who's kind of like a
stealth guy. Batman. Yeah.
They need a Batman.
You saw how Justice League did it, and you're like, yeah, we need a Batman. Except they gave him a bunch of bullshit powers, like all of a sudden vibranium's the cure for cancer. Look at all those things that it does.
From what I understand, it's supposed to just be like the strongest, not the strongest metal, but I think I could cut the strongest
metal.
But
it creates like seismic waves as well. Like,
well, yeah, because I mean, vibranium, it's in the name, it creates vibrations.
I don't know. Lame sauce, bullshit, calling it. Black Panther sucks.
Because from what I understand, have you seen the previews for the James Brown movie?
The musician?
Yeah.
James Brown? No.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a James Brown movie coming out, and it's got a Cheswick Bonick or Bonwicks, I think is his last name. I fucked up his last name, but he was the guy who played Jackie Robinson in 42.
Oh, okay.
He's supposedly, like, rumored to be the Black Panther.
Oh.
So, I mean, hey, if they get someone that good, he seemed good in the movies thus far that I've seen him in.
Did you see 42?
I saw Draft Day.
He's such a bucket of shit.
I saw Draft Day, which he was in.
How would you defend your record to any black person?
Like, if they're just like, on a scale from 1 to 10, how many black movies have you seen? I'm just like, does white chicks count? Because
does Iron Man 2 count?
I'm really hoping it does. Yeah, I don't know. I that is something I have to look into and actually like get down to watching those.
Thor 2, I mean, Idris Elba blacks it up quite a bit.
And, you know, fucking Adewale's all over that movie. He's honestly a bigger threat than fucking Christopher Eccleston is. Let's admit that.
It's such a large black cast. It's almost like seeing The Wire.
It's like Oz all over again. Nah, I can't defend myself. I don't know why. I just don't see them.
Oh, I'm sure people
can. The worst part,
people can surmise.
The worst part is that there's a chance, a small chance, I may have to see How to Think Like a Man 2. And it's like, what if that becomes my thing? Like, I don't watch any, like, the strong pout, like, black history films, but I'll just watch, like, the fucking Madea's Christmas special and fucking How to Think Like a Man. Like, I just watch every crappy Kevin Hart movie as they come out. Which, my God, I am astonished that guy keeps getting roles, because every one of his movies sucks.
Do they make money, though?
I don't know if they made a tremendous amount. It's like one of those things where the budget was probably...
Same Chris Rock thing. He kept getting shitty movie after shitty movie, but they saw what he was bringing in stand-up-wise from audiences, so they're like, well, stupid people still come to see this.
Yeah, it's probably like he has a movie that costs like $30 million to make, and it was probably only like an additional $30 to advertise, and the movie pulls in like $70, you know, after everything else. They're just like, man, good enough. Yeah. Actually, I want to check this. Let's find out what some of Kevin Hart's things are, and then while I'm doing that, you can tell me what else is on your mind.
I'm sure there will be something about the next Batman Superman movie at Comic-Con, like some kind of reveals.
There should be. I don't know what's really left to reveal at this point, though.
Maybe a more cautious Superman that doesn't start battles. Like, oh, you want to throw down Zod in the middle of the opening ceremonies at the Olympics? Let's do this.
Let's do this. Right into the stands.
Oh, really, Brainiac, here at Nelson Mandela's funeral? Fine.
Yeah, it might be something along. Oh, what the fuck? He's going to be in Captain Underpants. And they're making a sequel to Ride Along. Okay, carry on. Yeah, I don't know. There might be some that'll come out about that. I just don't know what's left to reveal. They have the villain, obviously. There's talks Emily Blunt might be in the movie as Catwoman. And I'm just like, what the fuck? How many people do you need in this movie?
Yeah, like, don't just crowbar it in there.
Like, you've already got four
superheroes.
They're
always worried. Like, it only takes a couple shit movies and the superhero bubble starts deflating.
Yeah. I think Marvel might be okay just because people tend to know it, like, by that brand, but, like, every other movie is just gonna be like, God fucking damn you, Superman versus Batman, you fuckers.
DC's definitely on shakier grounds.
Yeah, well, they also don't have the advantage of having a studio that works on their movies. You know, it's all Warner Brothers. So yeah. Warner Brothers is only gonna put out, you know, like, look, we got a spot open in 2017, that's all you get. While Marvel's like, well, we'll do two movies a year. Fuck you.
No, we got Pompeii 2 coming out. Fuck you. We'll get it out when we get it out.
I'm stunned that
we know Christopher has to see it.
I did. I saw Pompeii, but I have not seen a good black movie. Ride Along made $134 million.
Oh, what did it cost?
40, 50? Let's see. It cost $25 million.
That's all it cost?
Cost $25 million, made $153. Shockingly, only made $19 million outside the U.S. So,
I'm surprised
that's
made
just,
that much.
Yeah, that's just a lot of fucking inner city black people. We're just like, fucking Kevin Hart and Ice-T working together?
Finally. It's or Generation Cube, whatever. Y'all, look at this.
Let's see. He was in... About Last Night. That's the one I wanted to fucking say. And that was like him. It for some reason, he and Regina Hall just make it into like every fucking movie.
I can't believe she's still like the popular black chick. It's always shifted.
She's struggled to keep it. I'm shocked.
I know. She survived Gabrielle Union. And I'm going to start naming black actresses. And you're not going to know who the hell I'm talking about because you haven't seen any of them.
I got Regina Hall.
Like, I know Halle Berry and Whitney Hunton. Whitney Houston, Christopher.
I'm like, I know Whitney.
She's dead.
No, she's not. Shut up, brother.
Gabrielle Union. Now it's, what's her name from 12 Years a Slave? Not 12 Years a Slave, from Django.
Oh.
She's in Scandal, too. What the fuck's her name? The ridiculously hot black chick. Oh, man. You can't... How do you not know this?
I was about to say I know the chick from fucking 12 Years a Slave.
No, Latunde. It's not her. She's too African. Like, that's never going to be, like, the it black chick.
All right. Hold on a second. Scandal?
Yeah. You're going to hate yourself when you... You might not, actually.
I was like,
you might be kind of proud.
Kerry Washington?
Yeah.
No, I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Kerry Washington is?
Let me pull up some pictures of her.
Holy
maybe I
cow,
will.
Christopher.
And let's see.
She was the Thing's girlfriend in Fantastic Four.
Well, if that's the one
pull. I mean, that was like her first.
If that's the pull I have to remember this chick by, she might be in some trouble.
Django.
I didn't see Django. I didn't see black movies. let's see here. Peoples, didn't see. Django, no. 1,000 Words, no. Isn't that that crappy Eddie Murphy movie?
It's awful.
The Details, For Colored Girls. She was in the Black Panther miniseries. There you go. That was a miniseries already, brother. Mother and Child, Night Catches Us. Life is Hot in Cracktown. Lakeview Terrace, Miracle at St. Anna. No, I may have seen her in that episode of Psych. And then, yeah, all the way down to Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer. So, no, I haven't seen her in anything outside of Fantastic Four, which was almost 10 years ago, or I guess like 8 years ago.
It's crazy. I can't believe, like, everyone knows who she is. She's just like the new hot blood. She's not even new, actually. She's obviously been around a few years.
I'm thinking of the current brother, like Latunde Nagawale, or whatever the fuck her last name is.
If you want to see her best work, definitely see 1,000 Words.
You're not fooling me.
It's terrible. I just love the first review I read. Like, who thought a movie with Eddie Murphy where he doesn't talk for 90% of the movie would be a good idea?
Where he'd carry us on just his interesting visuals, yeah, and dynamic, like, body language acting.
That's all it is.
Like, doesn't count as words. Like, what the fuck? That should. About Last Night, by the way, cost $12.5 million and made about $50 million. So that still made money.
That's a big cast, isn't it?
Kevin Hart, Michael Ealy, who's like the black actor right now. Yeah. Regina Hall, and then Joy Bryant. So no, not really.
I mean, $12 million, you consider production and promotion.
That doesn't count advertising. It's not like that. It's not like it was a Marvel movie where they spent hundreds of millions to advertise it. It probably just had a
They just throw a couple posters up in the local barber shop.
Edward, I got you.
Yeah, that's the free T-shirt at the local chicken place.
So yeah, it probably only costs like maybe with product or advertising added into it, maybe like $20 million. So it's still made healthy.
It's marketable. Budget. Yeah, they don't have to spend that much money on them.
Yeah, that's the shocking part about it, is I guess.
And then when something makes a little bit of money, like Best Man's Wedding, like they could even sit on it for 10 years and do another one.
How did that sequel do? What was that called? The
Best Man's Christmas Eve, or
Best Man's? I'm just gonna type in Best Man. I think it was like the Best Man Vacation or Best Man Holiday. That was it.
Yeah.
The Best Man Holiday cost $17 million to make. So that only cost a
little bit. That's a big cast, too. That's only, like 12 people.
That only had cost a little. Regina Hall in that movie as well.
Yeah.
That cost $17 million. It made $70 million.
That's all it needed to make. 70, to be like considered a monster success.
Yeah, that they're just like the hit movie of the winter, Best Man Holiday.
It's got Michael Perdeau. Is that his name? It's not Michael. Harold Perdeau.
Yeah, Harold Perrineau or something like that.
And then
Terrence
Howard. Yeah.
My amazing Terrence Howard impersonation.
It is ridiculous.
It's like he's here in the room. Oh, wait, if I don't acknowledge it, maybe people will think that Terrence Howard showed up on the podcast.
Christopher will be back later, everybody. Terrence is Howard here. Is talking
Hello
about
there, that. Michael. How are you doing?
What happened on Iron Man 2? Why'd you not
Too get... much money! Marvel does not like black people. It's why they hired Don Cheadle. You can barely tell he's black. It's good. Beyond his basketball hoop-like nose. I mean, to be
That's
fair.
That's a shocking update, Terrence Howard.
I just tells it like I sees it.
Any thoughts about a new black movie coming out? Did you like 42?
I didn't see it. We all don't have time to see black movies there. There's plenty of good Pompeii's and other such garbage European BC love romance stories to see.
Have you been contacted about Black Panther yet, the movie?
No, I decided to do my own version. It's called Black Batman. And I'll just play the lead. And I'll get other notable black actors to play his black rogues gallery.
Is DC involved?
At the moment, no. But hopefully they won't put a stop to this. Not once they see we got
not
Michael...
Not many people listen to this.
Not after we found out that we got Michael Clark Duncan on to play the Black Bane.
We don't have a wide audience.
Michael Clark Duncan's been dead. We might have to recast.
I know a guy named Adewale. It's probably available for that.
Then and done.
I'm sure he can fill in three roles on that movie. Or else Christopher... I mean, you'll be added black actors.
Hold on a moment. What about, is Phil Lamar still available?
Is Philip Seymour Hoffman black? He sounds kind of black.
I mean, he's been dead for about a year now, but close enough there, Mr. Howard. Good. Help, they need me. I'm off to go film The Prisoners 2. He has an Iron Man suit that he flies off in.
Just falls off immediately.
Just, ow!
Oh, Duracell.
I may have ruined some of your trees on the way down.
Duracell batteries. He didn't buy Duracell. He bought Rayovac. Cheap black knockoff.
I like Rayovac batteries. It's my go-to if I get batteries.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've spent money on Energizer or like any of the super name brands.
It's been a while since I've needed. Like back when I played the Game Boy all the time, I always got Rayovac. Back when that, you know, they took batteries. But now that batteries are pretty much just limited to like my electronic or wireless keyboard and my remotes. Fucking remote, that doesn't really matter.
Rayovac's like the cheaper one though. Like you don't see Rayovac.
I can usually get like a 24 pack of Rayovac for like $7. So.
Like I don't know what Energizer or Durabelt? No.
Duracell.
Like, I don't know. Maybe those last 10 times longer, and I've just been like, I'm saving a dollar. Take that, big battery companies.
I think even more amusing is, like, how do they still advertise today? Like, because I feel like you still see battery commercials, but I'm just like, how many people need batteries that frequently? Like, I guess maybe kids, like, parents with kids. Like, I guess young toys still probably fucking work off batteries. But other than that, I'm just like, what the fuck still uses batteries nowadays?
The only like recent battery commercial I can think of is that Bon Jovi one with like some, I think it's Duracell with batteries he uses in his headset. But that shows like how relevant it is.
Oh, I saw that one. I posted that one on Facebook a while back with the deaf fullback, and he had his hearing aids powered by Duracell as he was going into the Super Bowl.
They still do it.
Yeah, that feels like a hard sell. Like, you have to think of those industries that, like, because
technology... What, do I get a free newspaper with that?
yeah, because the technology's jumped forward, just these industries are just like, well, this sucks. Newspaper would be, like, the big one of that. Magazines had to be, like, another one. You're just like, well, fuck us.
Like, they spent a lot of time creating a 10-year-long battery that worked in answering machines.
That work for
what, page. Are people going to stop caring about messages? Of course they're going to need answering machines.
That works in cordless phones. Like, this is the wave of the future. We created a phone for your cordless phone at home that will last easily a day without needing to be charged. 100%. You're just like, what? Cell phones? What the fuck are those?
If I paid $10 for a landline and we got like an old school answering machine with a cassette, would you record a wacky message with me?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like, believe it or not,
we're
not at home.
Because the fact of the matter is, no one's going to be calling it except telemarketers.
Oh, I'm giving that number to everybody. I'm like, don't call me on my cell because I'm not picking it up.
Because I would just love it for like every telemarketer calls, just like, and ring, boop, believe it or not, I I'm blowing my brother, so I can't get to the phone right now. Leave a message. Go away.
Leave me alone.
Busy.
Fuck off.
It's just like a lot of people like, oh, wrong number, click.
No, I would definitely like leave my voicemail on my cell phone. Like, fuck off, I'm not checking this. Call the home line. Leave a message. Do, 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 do. Blown Christopher. Do, 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 do.
I feel like, though, it's the same that we haven't been able to come up with any other, like, goofy songs other than the ones that have already been done in shows.
Well, give me time.
Just like, I don't know, like, you just called to say, oh, but we're right. Not home. But I'm blowing my brother, so I'll get back to you when I can.
Your grandma died at five.
They hit five, and it's just like, still don't care.
No, my grandmothers are all dead. No, especially if it's like old school and it actually plays, like we're at the house. Obviously, we never picked that phone up.
Yeah. So. The only worry is that like, mom's going to be all over that
phone. Hello?
Yeah.
No, hello? I'm not blowing the...
Hello? Hold on. It's for you. Like, it's just like me in the middle of jacking off. Like, I don't care.
It's stupid voice. Goddamn. Answering machine. Mikey's set up.
Where's $10? Could have gotten a pizza for that. Not a good one, but a pizza.
$10 a month. That's what he's paying.
Oh, that would be infuriating. I mean, at this point, I think we already technically pay for that or something like that. I feel like you can't get a package at this point without them being like, and hey, we'll just throw in the phone for free. Yeah. Can I get it without the phone? No, but why would you? It's
well,
free.
Why not do it? Leave I'm just like, open to wackiness.
I'm like, but I don't want a phone number.
All right, I'm going to put that on my list of stuff too, right under wacky Christmas picture. And what was the other one?
Boy, rap battle opening.
Yeah, I might bail on that one. I don't think that's as funny as I think it's going to be.
Not unless, like, either we come at it super hard or it's going to come off like a fucking Ming intro. A Ming rap. Where it's just like, hey, yo, yo, it's me, Ming.
Yo, I just
fucking...
got a few pages here.
Yeah.
Quick blur. One real quick what if scenario.
Okay.
All right. They want you to be...
Done.
Madam Hydra in the next Captain America movie.
Despite the fact I'm a dude? Yes. Like, off the bat? Is this a transgender version, or are they just
No,
like...
same outfit.
Okay.
They're going to pretend like you're a chick.
Just everyone...
That's up to you whether you want to shave.
Just everyone on screen's just going to pretend I'm a woman.
Yeah, you're a hot chick. Like, they'll be...
They'll just be like, you seductress, Madam Hydra. And I'm just like, yes, you know me, Steve.
Yes. That temptress.
That hot piece of ass. That hopper.
It's your choice. You don't have to be.
I mean,
still,
is there an end?
Still make the
was this an end to this one? Is this just like, oh, this is your
there
chance?
Maybe a trap door. Who knows? Answer this first.
No. That would ruin the movie, I feel like.
Okay.
I mean, the audio, I might have fun doing it. Like, can I do it as like an extra? Like, as a deleted scene on the DVD commentary?
No.
Okay, now then. Because they're like, I want this movie to make money.
Yeah, you're like, if it was the Black Panther movie, fine.
Yeah, but. If this was fucking Ant-Man, I could show up in that. Like, it's me, Wasp, zap, zap, zap,
all right,
zap, zap.
If you don't do it, the guy that directed Daredevil is going to direct this.
Who directed Daredevil?
I'm going to assume someone shitty.
Let's find out. We have the internet before us. I just have to get past Kerry Washington, whoever that chick is.
Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think. I was like, did... I know Ben Affleck started.
I was trying to think what
I don't
was
think
worse,
he directed.
Daredevil or Elektra?
Oh, Elektra was much worse. Mark Steven Johnson. Ooh, he was also the writer, though, which was obvious, which was the bigger problem with that movie. He also directed Ghost Rider and Grumpier Old Men.
Oh, man, the sequel.
And Jack Noohoo. That's just... This guy is just known for nothing but shit. Who's directing it if I am Madam Hydra?
Whoever directed Winter Soldier.
So the Russo brothers are back again?
Yeah.
And then how much am I in that movie?
Let's say you're in it as much as Viper's in the Wolverine movie.
That's not a whole lot. How long do I have? Like, maybe I can get into kind of like a shape where I'm just like...
Are you gonna get super hot for this movie?
I'm like, maybe if I just get into good enough shape, people won't mind. Like, I think if I go in now with, like, the gut, they'll still just be like, oh, you didn't even bother shaving his big fucking gut for the role.
I walk into the side room, you're doing hot yoga.
Like, it's just me like, brother, I need to do this to save Captain America.
If I don't, it'll suck.
Mark Steven Johnson will get a hold of it.
Could you get the Russo brothers?
Can you shave my sphincter? I think there's a couple scenes where I may have to bend over and I'm not wearing panties.
I think that's the Russo brothers calling. Could you pick up the phone before that voicemail that's blowing each other picks up?
I might. If it's to save it from Mark Steven Johnson, is he writing it too as well as directing it?
Yes.
Okay, then yeah, I definitely had to do it to save
him. This is his baby from start to end.
Yeah, no, I'd have to save him from that. I feel like people would be like, Captain America Hydro Strikes is a fantastic movie, with the sole exception of their very peculiar cast in Madame Hydra as an uneducated, non trained, fat white kid. It's just me, like, oh, like with a big sandwich doing hot yoga.
So wait, you got yourself into good shape just to eat sandwiches in the outtakes?
The catering's there, and, you know, I'm not Steve Rogers. I don't have as many shirtless scenes as he does. Oh, I do? Well, that's a problem.
It's going to be a lot of scenes of you working out on the speed bag. But still a bra, because you're a lady. You can't just see your bosoms.
That would be wrong. Yeah, no, I'd take that hit for Captain America.
Good for you. Not for Colossus. He's left out in the lurch.
Colossus doesn't deserve a movie, brother. We don't have enough story for him. Unless we put Mikhail Rasputin in there.
That might be too much for a movie. I'd love to see it.
I just don't think a Colossus can beat him. He's just like...
I don't think anyone can beat him.
I'm sure it's like one of the Richards kids will pop in there to beat him. Yeah. On their way to stopping Galactus.
Alright, one last thing. I was thinking of... I don't know if they still do that show Man Cave.
Man Cave?
It's that one where, like, that retired football player Tony Goosen shows up and, like, redoes your basement.
No, I haven't heard of it.
No. I was thinking of...
Are there black people in it? Maybe that's why I haven't caught it.
No, so I'm surprised you haven't seen it. I think
something
there's a
get
black
past
guy
my radar?
I think there's a black dude in the corner eating watermelon, but that seems to be the kind of movie you'd see. Yeah, not too much black.
I'd be all over that. Huh.
But I'm sure there's like a show like Pimp My Basement or something out there that if I just wrote up like, oh, basement's kind of draggy. If only we had our stroked out mom and she'd love to hang out there. Someone would make it cool. And just to see if they do it. But I'm scared like they'd fuck me over. Like, here's your awesome new basement with an arcade, big screen TV, surround system. And an escalator so your mom can come down whenever she wants.
An elevator for your mom. How easy is it to repair the elevator if it breaks? Oh, it's never going to break.
It just took a smidge of room out of your bathroom. Not a huge room.
Is there a bathroom down here now? Oh, hell's no.
I mean, you can poop in the elevator if you like.
Oh, I'm going to discourage her from using it as much as possible.
Oh, something pooped in the elevator.
I better do my best to cover it up with my own poop.
There's only one way to hide this.
And eventually it just gets to the point where just elevators full of poop are like lowering like, and it's like ding, like oh, close the elevator.
Like I'm bending down tying my shoe in the hallway and I hear like ding, like the door's about to open from The Shining.
It's just you opening your mouth.
It's the wall somehow of feces.
Somehow you wash a door with another guy blowing a guy in a bear costume. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, Christopher's room.
He's like, get out of my room.
Believe it or not, I'm blowing a bear.
And I don't have time to pick up the phone because I two-hand it. Work his balls and a thumb up the butt. But you don't need to know. Just leave a message. I gotta go.
We got rid of that phone months ago.
I thought I'd put it back up there. Yeah. I mean, do we need the basement to be that zazzy?
Well, I don't know how long you're sticking around. I don't need it, but, like, I mean, if someone's willing to do it for free and all the effort I had to do was send an email, why not?
If you're like, finally, we can turn this mom thing into a profit.
Yeah, exactly. If I can get something off it besides the handicap fucking...
sticker we never use.
Lanyard that's not good now because it's vehicle-centric.
No, I mean, I guess I'd jump in on that. I'd almost want to find like something else, like Extreme Home Makeover, that were just like, we'll fix your roof and we'll fix your lawn for you and we'll add a second bathroom into your house. Okay. No, they'll just like garden it and fucking like pull all the weeds and shit, so I don't have to. Because I'm telling you now, I do have to do that sometime this weekend, because we're like, our garden's just out of control.
Yeah, I can help this
week. It's out of control!
It's a little bit busy back here. I can help. I have to take Skosh to the vet.
Oh, God, I'm so not looking forward to that. I'm going to have to figure something out. I was really planning on that morning, like, going to see a movie or something like that.
I told you this.
I just forget dates.
I mean, you'll be done by, like, 11, 11:30, but that's when Terry's planning on getting here.
Oh, okay, that's... I'm assuming the timer plan to go eat.
Weed. And I got to take a picture in my suit for... my LinkedIn profile. What do you think the best background would be? Is the garden too gay? Like me in the suit, like next to my tomato plant. Look what I've done, everybody.
Look what I made.
Look how plump these balls are.
I would just say like in the house somewhere. I don't think in the garden would necessarily. Because then it's just like, what are you? Is this your prom photo?
Is there a picture we can find that the cat hasn't vomited or shitted himself in his death rolls?
Ironically, in my room. Coincidentally, he's been good enough to know to not shit where he sleeps.
So I just need that picture with those big titty manga girls behind me.
Yeah, it's just you like, ah.
But me with like a presidential pose, like the thumb on the fist, like let's get things done.
Let's do this, guys.
Let me be clear. Tentacle rape will be slightly tolerated.
Depending on the severity and the eroticism.
Depending on how old the girls are. Is 16 too old?
That's very tooled.
Yes, for that's cleaning ancient. Dishes, no, that's fine. That's what old maids do.
Anything else on your mind?
I think we're good. This has probably been our longest one, hasn't it?
About an hour and six. I think we've had longer ones. But, alright, well, there we go.
You didn't have anything?
No, I really, this was a week I was just like, yeah, we'll just play by ear and see how things go.
I'd like to get on, like, a habit of, like, every 2 weeks, if we can.
Now you're just dreaming, brother.